Atlanta is a very expressive city. The sneaker culture here is amazing and top-notch, in my opinion. You'll see Converse, you'll see Doc Martens, you'll see Nikes, Jordans, Birkenstocks. People here in this beautiful city, you know, they express themselves how they want. There's no boundaries.
Atlanta, it's such an amazing city with a rich history. Home to Martin Luther King's birthplace and Ebenezer Baptist Church, where he preached. As a cultural hub, producing some of the biggest names in rap, R&B, and hip-hop. With world-class museums, stadiums, the headquarters for Coca-Cola, CNN, and more than a dozen Fortune 500 companies. And with more than 50 streets bearing the name Peachtree. But only a short drive from the Atlanta skyline is a sneaker shop with a bold mission.
So what was it about sneaker culture then that was really a calling for you?
Sneakers has great power within especially urban, underserved communities. That just drove me to say, okay, you know what? You know, we know it's going to sell. We know we're going to make money off of this business. But how can we use the power that it gives us to impact the communities that we're actually in?
Soul Play. S-O-L-E, play. I'm Janet Shea. From Masters of Scale, this is Offsite Adventures.
First of all, the building itself
is gorgeous. It's historic. I think it's actually an historic landmark in the city of Decatur.
I'm standing outside Soul Play with CEO and owner, TJ Bennett.
So yeah, this actually was an old bank.
And the building still looks like an old bank. Beige brick, columns, an engraved crest above the entrance. It's a 100-year-old building that's in the National Register of Historic Places.
But when you walk in, actually, it's...
Yeah, right, completely right. Different.
Correct,
completely
correct, different. Correct,
yeah,
correct.
Very modern, yeah. Very clean, very bright.
The interior has a beautiful modern design with pale gray walls that let the explosive colors of the rows of sneakers pop. But there's one thing that stands out that plays tribute to the building's past.
Yeah, the vault. Everybody loves the vault.
A bank vault.
Look at this door.
Yeah, it's heavy. Like, a lot of people don't realize how heavy that door actually is, but it's extremely heavy.
It probably literally weighs a ton, with gleaming silver circular designs on it.
Wow.
Please watch your step. So in the vault, you always have what, right? Safety deposit boxes.
Yes.
And inside the vault, there's a wall of almost 100 Solo sneakers facing left, arranged in what look like safe deposit boxes. All backlit like they're in a museum.
So we created a replica safety deposit box that houses a lot of retros, different releases that's released over the years from Nike, Jordan, Adidas, Saucony. A lot of people come in and they're blown away by it because it's kind of like a small, like,
history
lesson, I guess you can say, of different releases that came out over the past few years.
Yeah, wow.
Sneakers are now in world-class museum exhibits and designer auction houses. A single pair can sell for millions of dollars at Sotheby's. Perhaps a bank is a fitting metaphor for what's now a sneaker shop. This is a $79 billion industry.
Oh, and these are the cigar and champagnes that I was telling you about here. So if you remember seeing the bottle of Michael Jordan during one of his championships, he had a bottle of champagne that was that color as well.
TJ loves these shoes. Released in celebration when Michael Jordan led the Chicago Bulls 30 years ago to a three-peat NBA championship. There's even a gold ring above the laces.
That's probably one of my favorite packs that have released with the Jordan brand.
Can you walk me around? I'd love to see the store.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll start with our sneaker section, our basketball section, correct? you're a hooper, if you like to play ball, LeBron, we have Jordans, everything.
TJ says his first kicks as a kid in the 90s were Jordans, the Retro 12s.
Unraveled the paper, mind blown. And this is peak Jordan, right? Tried it on. Even if it didn't fit, I probably would have still got it. You know, they could have been a size and a half too small, right? Because again, Jordan is almost a mythical person.
And when you put them on, did you feel like you had was there a change in you? Did you feel more confident?
Or yeah, just the swag. You know, the swag just, you know, increased by 10,000.
Is there a shoe that you don't know? I mean, like, okay, so what shoe am I wearing?
Nike 720s.
Oh, my God.
The Nike 720s.
So I listen up when TJ starts picking out a pair of shoes for me.
So, Janet, I think the shoe that you should get are the women's AJ1 satin breads.
This totally goes with my outfit
again. So that's why I love Retro One so much, because you can dress it up, you can dress it down. Some people even get married in Retro One.
Really?
Yeah. What's your shoe size?
9.
9 in women's. I'll grab that for you shortly.
Okay.
While TJ's finding my size, just looking at this wall of shoes takes me back to my Houston high school days when I bought my first pair of real basketball shoes, Nike High Tops. Even though I was pretty much a bench warmer and one of the few Asians on the varsity team my junior and senior year, those shoes made me feel so special. And those Nikes brought my friends together as a team. I loved every single minute I wore them. I think about how many kids in the Atlanta area have similar shoe memories that start right here in this store. We'll be right back.
Our 10-year anniversary as a company was coming up, and I said, you know, I really want to do something big. And we settled on the idea that we were going to take a grand vacation together.
That's Capital One Business customer and Pinnacle Company's founder, Chris Renner, with a real-life inspirational travel moment.
At the time, we had about 23 employees, and we chose to invite them and their significant others to a tropical vacation to Mexico. Everyone honestly thought we were crazy. It was 10 years, and it was time to celebrate as a team. We had survived the first few years of every small business, the uncertainty of are you going to make it or not. So we planned this amazing trip, and we ended up at the little beachside restaurant with margaritas in hand and toes in sand, and the sun was setting. It was magical just to be there together.
Using his Capital One VentureX business card, Chris was able to apply his travel rewards to fund his first company trip, which has become an annual tradition. This inspirational travel moment is part of Capital One Business's spotlight on real entrepreneurs and their businesses' offsite adventures. To hear more stories from real business owners, visit CapitalOne.com/business-hub. Again, that's CapitalOne.com/business-hub.
Growing up, TJ Bennett never would have imagined he would own his own business.
I didn't see business leaders. I didn't see, you know, people that look like myself, you know, that dress like I dress. The only people I saw that was high up, they always wore suits, and they rarely were in the neighborhoods that I grew up in.
While he was getting a master's in public administration, TJ worked in a sneaker store. Until one day, he had an epiphany that changed the course of his career.
I'm sitting around, you know, Nikes, Jordans, Adidas, Saucony, all these dope brands. And I'm just like, how can I impact the community? What can I do to impact the community on a high level? The first thing was Travis Scott.
Travis Scott, hip-hop artist, record label founder, and from my hometown, Houston.
Travis Scott released his Retro 4s. This was the first collaboration he had with Jordan Brand.
He's a force of style, too, through fashion and sneakers.
Once we announced that we were going to actually do the release, we had literally a sea of people people. And that was the biggest, you know, crowd of people that I've ever seen, you know, come for a sneaker release. And it wasn't just people that were based in Georgia. We had people come from the Carolinas, people from New York, because it was only a select few stores that had this release. And then I look around, I'm like, you know what? These shoes can actually give us the power to impact these communities.
So years later, when TJ opened Soul Play, he knew he wanted to provide a different type of sneaker shop experience.
You know, and I've been into a lot of sneaker places, you know what I mean? It's more so strictly transactional. And we just wanted to get away from that.
Community impact is part of the store's DNA. And that starts with TJ listening to his community. In fact, one conversation with his nephew sparked a whole new business model.
You know, I always ask, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And his first response was, I want to be a gamer. And I had the knee-jerk reaction and it was like, you can't be a gamer. Like seriously, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a gamer. So then I went back and just did a little research on the gaming industry, that the gaming industry was projected to be a $300 billion industry by 2025. Then I said, okay, look, let's see how the diversity is in the gaming industry. Horrible. To date, it's only 4% of Black people that are in the gaming industry working on a professional level. So I was like, all right, look, we have to close this gap, and I'm going to let my nephew know that he can be a gamer.
TJ reached out to a local couple, Eric and Chiquita Thomas, to help with developing a gaming program. Eric is a professor of the esports program at Morris Brown, a historically Black college in Atlanta. And Chiquita is an associate professor of computer science and software engineering at Auburn.
We wanted to learn from them, well, if you game and you have an interest in this industry, what's stopping you from being able to engage? And we really learned that there were two major problems. The first was that a lot of Black and brown youth had no idea of the range of career opportunities that exist in esports. So just like with traditional sports like football and basketball and baseball, you see what's on the field, but then there's a whole ecosystem of opportunities and careers that support what you see on the field. Same thing for esports.
I wish we had a program like this when I was their age. These kids, I mean, but now I get to play video games for a living and we get to laugh about that with the kids.
So with Eric and Takeda's leadership, Soulplay merged the power of sneakers with the lure of gaming, regularly hosting events for the entry-level gamer.
Are you playing somewhere or is this AI?
AI.
Which is garbage.
This is AI.
Are you jealous?
Right behind the sneakers, there are rows of screens mounted on walls and comfortable couches and consoles for gaming.
Do you find it intimidating at all or exciting that there aren't that many women in esports?
When I first started esports, it was intimidating, but nowadays, I don't really care. As long as I know I'm one girl who could break a stereotype that girls don't really play video games, knowing that I can see younger kids, younger girls in my generation who want to play, that can look up to me and know, okay, I can do it also.
Gaming isn't the only community center offering at Soulplay. It's also a hub to learn about careers in coding, graphic design, and playing professionally.
So do you feel it's more than just a shopping experience? Do you feel like you can actually come here and hang out, you know, meet people? It's more like a hangout?
Absolutely.
TJ says he prefers to call his customers, like this young man, his supporters.
I would say it's like my second home. Just getting off of work, I come hang out with the guys, chop it up, talk about sneakers or talk about family or whatever the case may be.
Back in 2020, in the midst of the COVID pandemic, TJ took his commitment to his supporters to a whole other level with a project he calls Soul Circle.
Everybody was, you know, pretty much stuck in the houses and things like that. So we came up with Soul Circle. You know, it's a playoff of Soul Play. And also, you know, when you think about a circle being connecting all the way around, that just added more meaning to, you know, especially when you're talking about mental health.
Soul Circle is a mental health resource. But TJ is quick to say that it's not group therapy.
because we know a lot of people shy away from those conversations. But again, we just wanted to put mental health awareness and resources in the forefront of people's minds.
Creating space to be vulnerable and talk openly about mental health is particularly important to TJ.
You know, just with me growing up, you know, you would have households that weren't the most stable. In the time, I thought they were bad kids. You know, I thought they were bullies. Or I thought they were just happy. But when you get older, right, and you become wiser, and you can see that kids are hurting. Like me and my dad, we never told each other I love you growing up. Not being able to express vulnerabilities to my dad. Like, as simple as I love you, you bury it down in whatever you're going through. Like, you're afraid to express it. You're afraid to talk about it because of, you know, how it could be perceived.
At Soul Circle gatherings, TJ often leads group discussions. This is the message he tries to get across to his community.
I went through this, you know, and you might see me as business owner, CEO, whatever the case may be. But I went through some of the same things that you're going through. Or if it's not me, it's somebody else that's expressing what they went through growing up. And that just opens up, okay, well, now it's not just me. You know, just again, just to hear somebody else's story that looks like me, that dresses like me, talks like me, you know what I mean? For them to go through that, and I go through it as well, and he's expressing it in front of, you know, a room full of 20 or 30 people, just to show them that courage to be able to create that intimate and open atmosphere, that means everything to us.
TJ still taps into the power of sneaker culture to get people in the door.
We know people want particular shoes. We'll say, look, hey, if you want X, Y, and Z shoe, you have to come to this Soul Circle session. Or you have to tune in to our Instagram Live when we might have somebody like a Trinidad James, our local community influencer, talk about their mental health struggles and how they cope and how they get through certain tough situations, etc. And once they do that, then they can have the access to the shoes.
Okay, so you bring them in with an object that they want, but
correct,
then you give them a service.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it works amazing. It works amazing.
As I'm leaving Soulplay and I say goodbye to TJ, I glance down at the sneakers he's got on today. When I arrived, I could tell they were Chuck Taylors, the black high tops, but I hadn't noticed the cartoon-like logo on the outside ankle, a half moon with a smiling strawberry in its lap. Nice. I looked them up, and they're a collaboration with the New York artist Dan Cullen. What TJ didn't show me, hidden on the inside of his shoe, there's handwritten text that reads, "Feed your neighbor," and "Love your neighbor." TJ Bennett's wearing this message while he's sharing it, living it at Soulplay.
Honestly, I think everything we do, whether it is Soul Circle, the mental health initiative, whether it is the gaming aspect, financial literacy, yoga, you just don't get that in sneaker shops. So it's like, how do you give back to the community in a way that's impact not only just for that one person, but they can pass that down to their kids and their kids pass it down. And then it becomes generational.
I leave Soulplay in Atlanta with a deep respect for a business with this kind of passion and innovation. There's a gravitational pull to this place. But the true impact of this store is happening outside its doors. Lifting up these kids in this community and way beyond. For Offsite Adventures, I'm Janet Shea. See this story come to life in our video series on mastersofscale.com/offsite. Offsite Adventures is made in alliance with Capital One Business. Mary Beth Kirshner produced the show with support from Juliet Luini. Our executive producers are Jay Punjabi, Erica Flynn, and Mary Beth Kirshner. Offsite Adventures was made with John Hershen, Samantha Johnson, Chris Olson, and the team at Revelator. Original music and sound design by Ryan Holiday. Mixing and mastering by Brian Pugh. Our writers are Kate Turgovnik-May and Dan Nealon. Our head of podcasts is Lital Malad. Special thanks to Jordan Larson-Werner, Alfonso Bravo, Katie Blazing, Anya Profumo, Jodine Dorsey, Sarah Tarter, Chaz Edwards, Samantha Hennig, Nikki Williams, Kelsey Capitano, Tim Cronin, Sammy Uputa, Justin Winslow, Colin Howarth, Brandon Klein, Brad Worrell, and Lori Hoffman. And I'm Janet Shea, your host and perpetual business traveler. Visit mastersofscale.com/offsite to learn more about the show. Keep traveling.